You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Am Yisrael finally just about to arrive to their destiny. So it mentions when they arrived in Midbar Sinai on Chodesh Sivan, Rosh Chodesh, they came to Midbar Sinai. So about 6 or 7 days later, that was Shabbat, they had to meet with Ribbono Shel Olam. Now what the honor it is, but the privilege it is, wow, you know, 6 more days, we have a meeting. With who? With the creator of the world. So now, the interesting thing here is that Torah also goes through a lot of details. Where their original place that they left and where they came to. So it mentions in the Torah that they left Rephidim. And they came to Midbar Sinai. So one point that is very interesting that Rabbi Noah Chaim HaKadosh, Rabbi Noah Chaim Ben Atal, Sechuta Maren Aleinu, explains that the place of the order is mixed up. Because first he says, on the third month, when Am Yisrael, they came to Midbar Sinai. And then it mentions that they left from Rephidim. So which should be first? You say, I came to Pirkei Dohini, and I came to Beit Knesset. And I left Woodland Hills to come here. Which one you should say first? You came to this location. But where was your place of living? Woodland Hills. Your house is in Woodland Hills. You left Woodland Hills to come to Pirkei Dohini, right? But it doesn't say in the Torah. It says they came to Pirkei Dohini, no comparison. And then it says they left Woodland Hills. That's what it says. Why is it like this? You understand? Because what it says on the third man they came, when they left Mitzrayim, they came to Midbar Sinai. And then he says, Vayisum Erefidim, but this should be first. You have to tell me where they left from and then where they came. And no?
This place where they are was the original destiny, and that caused this one to be there.
So it should be second or first? Understand, of course. Yeah, no doubt. But here, but it doesn't make sense. If they're already there, why you tell me where they left from? You tell me where they left from. Again, you left your house, you know, from Woodland Hills, and then you came here. So that's how the right way to explain it.
They're here because of.
That's true. So now, HaKadosh. Yeah, that's true, but still, it has to have some type of message for us. Rabbi Noach Chaim HaKadosh says, unbelievable insight. He says, Ribbono Shel Olam, he was so in rush and excited to give the Torah to Am Yisrael, he even mixed up the order. You know what that is? That he was so excited that when it would it be? Like, you know, you leave your house, you know, Woodland Hills, and you drive 80 miles an hour. I mean, I'm not suggesting, you know.
Don't do the show.
Yeah. Right, so excited, you know, to come to Beit Knesset. That's how Ribbono Shel Olam felt about that moment that he wanted to give us the Torah. Even the order was mixed up. So now here, that where they left from, the Rephidim has some type of interesting coordinate. Because in the Hebrew term, weak, it's called ripayon. ripuy, sost. So now here, the Talmud is teaching us, what does it mean by Yis'u Merefidim? That means to come to meeting place, to meet with Ribono Shel Olam, you have to have a special quality. And it's called, what is it called? I'm sorry? What is it called? It's called Zede Zarbe. You know what that is?
No.
You don't know what that is?
Zede Zarbe against what? Against Hashem?
Zede Zarbe means about matters in life. Exactly. So here, refidim means weak, sost. So that means the circumstances in life, you know, sometimes it shatters you. You start panicking. You get worried. What's going to happen? How's it going to be? So that means you're not ready. So here, when it says, Vayisu merefidim, it's not only talking about location. He's telling us to meet with Ribono Shel Olam, so that means be able to be the vessel to receive the blessing, the brachot of Ribono Shel Olam. You have to be, what? What was the term? Chazak Baruch. Yeah. You have to be Chazak. Because that's what Yetzer Hara wants you to be. And that is, Chas v'shalom, start worrying, panicking, how it's going to be, what I'm going to do, why, you know, I have to go through this, again. So now here, when they left the Refidim, they were honored to receive a title. You know, like the commanders, they have these badges under their shoulder. General, right. So what's the badge they received? I'm sorry?
Badges of honor.
No, he says here in the Torah. Did you listen to Varia Torah?
Not really.
No? What were you doing? No, I'm sure it's not your fault. It was the fault that the bomb was reading. They received the badge. It's called Am Segula. What does Am Segula mean? I'm sorry?
Nation that's chosen.
Exactly. Am Segula means Am Segol. You know what Segol, how does it look like? Segol.
Three dots.
So now the Segol, any way you turn it, it stays Segol. But the Patach is not so. Gamatz is not so. You not become Am Patachim, Am Gamatzim, Am Shurukim, Am Chirikim. You became Am?
Segula.
Why? Because in any circumstances in life that you turn, you are still Zed Zarbe. That means you never change. You're always happy, full of spirit, you're smiling. This is what we got. This is us. Sometimes, the Segol, forgets, that he's unbreakable. That's what the Segol is all about. Anywhere you turn it, the shape doesn't
change.
And that's what exactly means. And many times in life, you know, because you feel, what is it to do? What can I do? I'm tired. How much tefillah? How much tehillim? And that's what exactly the trap of the Yetzer Hara is all about. So that means here the remedy is very powerful. That is, to come to Har Sinai, to meet with Moshe Olam, the first thing here is, you have to move on from Refidim, that is Ripur, sost, weak, that you have to constantly work on. And Shem is like, you know, to be able to be kosher, segol.
Amen.
And he's giving Yeshua the Salah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.